This is GQDN for Wednesday, May 15th, 2024. Brought to you today by Audible. Go get your free credit, audibletrial.com/thegroupquest. By swiftenergy.gg. Go get those drink mixes. Excellent, excellent drinks. If you want the energy to go do stuff, go to swiftenergy.gg and they will get you some really good stuff. Sorry, there's a mower outside. But yeah, there is that. We're also brought to you by, well, go get 25% off of your purchase, promo code Quest for swiftenergy.gg. But like I said, we're also brought to you by patreon.com/thegroupquest and by stackup.org. I love distractions. Oh, your distractions. Like maybe Xbox launching some merchandise. What's going on in the esports corner? There could be a new D&D player's handbook. Interesting. But you know what else is interesting? It's how we begin today with Assassin's Creed Shadows. Pure Xbox and PlayStation Lifestyle does bring the articles, because that did drop. And yes, I saw it, and we will talk about this in the weekly show. But that did drop today and did confirm where the game is going. And that is going to be in Japan. But not just that. If you're looking to play the game, it'll be available to you on November 15th. So, of course, Pure Xbox is only going to say launching for Xbox Series X and S, but that is up to Ubisoft to decide, because Ubisoft is also on PlayStation and on Nintendo and on PC. So that will be available for all the platforms. So not just Xbox Series X and S. It'll be on PlayStation 5, Ubisoft Plus, Amazon Luna, Mac with the app, Apple Silicon via the Mac App Store, and Windows PC through the Ubisoft Store and the Epic Game Store. So if you get the premium edition, you'll be able to play 3 days early. And that's according to Ubisoft.com. So, you want to go play it on your Xbox, that's fine. But if you're going to write about it, make sure to give full details. Pure Xbox. That goes the same thing. What are you, their PlayStation Lifestyle? Oh, they were also saying that before the news became official, that there could be a mini Battle Pass system, and that could feature the, quote, projects, unquote, that would have like 20 levels each. And you could unlock some cosmetics. And the projects could be titled, quote, The Hidden Network, The Last Ronin, and In the Shadows. So we'll see what happens. Now let's go to the platforms. And IGN did say that PlayStation 5 shipped 5 times more than the Xbox Series X and S last quarter. So Daniel Ahmad via IGN was up on Twitter, and he said, quote, The PlayStation 5 has sold 59.2 million units as of March 31st, 2024. This is slightly behind the PlayStation 4 in the same time frame, 60 million. They do not expect PlayStation 5 to surpass PlayStation 4 in the next year. In other words, while the console hardware sales are healthy, Sony is ... But he followed up for the quote. The PlayStation 5 has shipped 4.5 million units in the last quarter. According to our estimates, this is almost 5 times more than Xbox Series X and S shipped in the same period. This is a bonus one for the console warriors, plus my rent is due. Now, so does this mean that this could be the end, the official end of the console wars between PlayStation and Xbox? We shall see. So you know we're going to keep our eyes on it. Now, regardless of that, PC Games N did say that the Valorant boss told Riot that it, quote, needs to do better, end quote, about the player harassment. Now, that's the Valorant executive producer, Anna Donlan, and that's exactly what she said, because she thinks that the current suspension is not doing enough. And the comments are coming in response because of the incident of the harassment that was shared by a Twitch streamer where there were threats of violence that were made to her by another player. And that was done on Monday. And that streamer did share a clip of her stream where she was threatened with violence by a player who was in that match. So she stopped playing as a result. And there were some notes there on Twitter that she received an in-game warning and experienced penalty for leaving the match. Now, Anna did write about this today. Quote, "I'm sorry for not posting sooner, but please know I haven't missed a word. This has been the top of thing in my mind, a lot of our minds, since yesterday. It's important to me that we lead with action first. So until we actually pressed the right buttons and made some necessary internal changes, I didn't want to tweet out empty condolences when it's on us to do the hard work here. I want to share some of my thoughts on the topic of the player behavior in gaming at some point, but want to pull those thoughts together first." And then she responded to the streamer for the quote, "I'm so sorry you had experienced this. We're taking actions against this account, but I also know that's not enough. Our teams are always working on our behavior tools, but we have room to improve, and we will. I promise this means a lot to us and is a big priority." So that is going on. Now we get to the esports corner. And according to Esports Insider, ESL did announce the 2025 Dota 2 calendar. And that is part of the Faceit group. So they had announced the 2025 Dota 2 competitive calendar. And that would have 5 events with 3 seasons of the Dream League and 2 editions of ESL 1 that will take place over the year. Now, the Dota 2 tournament circuit with open competitions, a part of the LAN events, will feature prize pools up to $1 million. And the company did announce the 5 events. And that means there will be no further events that were added to the Pro Tour. Now, in 2024, the calendar has 3 Dream League seasons and 2 ESL 1 events. And they will be in the UK and in Asia. The locations are not finalized yet. And the Ryder Masters in Dota 2 will take place this year. And they will include the best ESL Pro Tour teams. 2025, the Dream League Season 25 will start between February and March, and ESL 1 in Europe in April, and Dream League will then take the stage because they will have 2 consecutive seasons in May and November. And then it will close with the ESL 1 Asia in December. Now, according to Dot Esports, the finals failed to meet the revenue and retention targets. Nexon is trying to figure out what happened. So this is a part of the earnings letter for quarter 1, 2024. And Nexon did reveal that the finals season 2 launch only saw a small number of players increase and delivered a, quote, lower than expected retention of the revenue. And Nexon does not know what was going on. So the players may not be interested in playing the finals for the long term. So here's what was stated in the earnings report. Quote, "The launch of the final season 2 in March created a short-lived increase in players metrics, but delivered lower than expected retention and revenue. The Embark team is working with our Korea-based live operations team to understand and address the key issues." Well, there are some speculations as to why that happened, because there were some apparent matchmaking issues, along with a skill gap problem, and that prevented some casual players from enjoying the game. So, that did happen. So let's get to some good stuff. Like, PCGamer.com did say that Dell may have some new laptop chips, and that could deliver some greater battery life to the Intel CPUs. So Dell had a presentation, and video cards did see that at Qualcomm, because laptops were being reviewed and the batteries could be extended by 98%. And that is with the chips that are half the price of the original chips. Interesting, interesting. Now, they've been testing some configurations of the laptops and looking at the energy consumption of the ARM-based Snapdragon X just to see what would happen. But the Alder Lake and Meteor Lake CPUs via Intel did perform pretty well. In fact, the Alder Lake chip had about 21 hours of playback, and that was compared to the 11 hours on the Intel laptop, just for comparison. Now, Dell did estimate that it will need to pay $145 for a 10-core Snapdragon X Plus chip, but that is compared to $296 for the 12-core i7 1360p chip. So maybe a little bit cheaper and more efficient. And speaking of laptops, PC Games N did say that you can get a Lenovo RTX 4060 gaming laptop for $850. And that's at Best Buy. It is the Lenovo Legion Slim 5 gaming laptop, and it has an NVIDIA RTX 4060 and the AMD Ryzen 5 7640HS. So that could be yours. It is on sale. It's about $500 off. Now, if you're into D&D, GamesRadar.com said that there's a new D&D Player's Handbook art, and it's got some pretty good artwork in it. And according to the GamesRadar site, just looking at it, it does look pretty good. And they're just showing the cover, and that is the Player's Handbook. So if you want the updated one, it's coming. It's coming. June 18th. And it'll cost you about $50. But it is coming. Oh, it's coming next week. Hellblade 2. And Xbox is launching some merchandise. Real live merchandise. Which would include, at the Xbox Gear Shop, some hoodies, some t-shirts, beanies, notebooks, glasses, and more. Yeah, that's a adult glass. It's adult drinks. T-shirts, hoodie, notebooks, lots of stuff. Lots of stuff. We got lots of stuff, too. This has been a Dawn Forge production, 2024. All rights are reserved. We shall see you tomorrow for more gaming news. Until then, go play some games, people.